Those who established and manage still behind scenes the global class system never could, never would, imagine for us the contemplative life they want for themselves. And Cronus is all. They have hoped to so hobble us with lies, with servile education, with endless worry and toil, that it would never occur to us to challenge their definitions, or hope for ourselves the relaxed, contemplative, leisurely life they demand for themselves, in order to pretend they are citizens of the Republic, or philosopher kings, critically needed to think, to ensure that it is logic and reason embodied in the verifiable and proven best, quote unquote, that make the decisions for all the rest of us, 7 billion, who are then condemned to being pawns, sacrificial lambs, and collateral damage in the power plays and machinations of the tiny 10,000 who winnow our numbers to wipe out the quote unquote superfluous as determined by their absurd compulsions, which they parade as logic. It's important that we understand this founding intent, still very much alive in today's statesmen, to keep we commoners subservient, for that's the point of it, which forms the basis of the right to pursue happiness. It's important to the solidification of our will, important that we grasp the full import of our task. The issue is whether we will determine for ourselves that it's time for us to be people too, to be fully human and self-determinative as the founders strove to do, although it was a goal beyond them, hobbled in their blindness by their fear, their early childhood experience of not being sufficient as they were at birth, but ever restless, must pursue a proof of their worth in the purity of their reason, of their intellect, in the complete suppression of their authentic selves, in order to be what they were told was better, and which they then set about to achieve with a rigor and a ruthless focus that had no use for love. Defeated before begun, when they self-limited, they predetermined their own brokenness, reliving, repeating that compulsion from their early childhoods. Clearly, these are not the ones who offer guidance to authentic freedom. For us to grow up as a people, we have to grow beyond this limitedness that has been held before us as the extent of what we can be as human beings. And not even that. That was a perk for masters only. So these founders strove to be self-determinative and fully human, but never could do so. As a requirement for their striving was the denial of our common humanity, based in an inherent freedom, our common humanity, that is earth-given, and not a phony freedom bestowed by artifice, by an artificial construction called the state, which they made. And this wasn't that long ago, when it seems like this is an overwhelming task. We have to always recall that we are confronted with a totalitarian set of messages, media, education, conditioning that presents the illusion that nothing else can be but this. It is that which we are breaking out of right now in having these conversations with each other, using our own independent means, whatever we can find, to have these discussions with ourselves. This is a newly installed totalitarianism. So let's not be fooled by the magician's trick of having every voice we hear whisper in our ears the same messages. That is not the extent of our possibilities or of thought. And particularly when you look over the long haul of the last the thousands of years of effort on the part of our ancestors to further our right, our belief, and our ability to be free. We have to turn to them, not to the totalitarian conditioning, for our standards and to get a clear understanding of the extent of what's possible. So their concept of pursuing happiness, of freedom, was premised on us doing the work. And the state was created precisely for propping up their pretense of being masters, a pretense sprung from their class-bound illusions of their early childhood traumas, and all of which required that there be slaves for them to pretend they are masters. When Alice says that we don't question that which is a continuation of our childhoods, she could as well have put it that we don't question our repetition compulsions. The coerced work system generates an unconscious rage in us that is a continuation of the rage of our childhoods, a rage at being forced to be good, to perform, and that good is in quotes, to perform, to accept that our feelings are irrelevant and to be suppressed. And in being forced to work, we relive our early childhood trauma of abandonment, of not being seen, of having to earn, quote unquote, whatever recognition we were given. The base mindset of class is a base trauma. This cannot be what we want for our future. So why do we assume it? Why do we hobble ourselves, self-limit, and forfeit what we want before begun to contemplate our future?